Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Church today is celebrating in the week before, or Sunday before the Enlightenment, or before the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we also be celebrating the Saint Seraphim Sarovsky, who is a beloved saint of the Russian people. Saint Seraphim Sarovsky has especially given great joy to Russian people. First of all, because every time he would greet anybody, he would say, "Christ is risen!" All year round, he would say, "Christ is risen! Radostvoye, my joy!" He would always say, "Christ is risen, my joy!" Well, this is the kind of spirit that he had, and this is what he called everybody to receive, to have the grace of the Holy Spirit. And the grace of the Holy Spirit, that's the main thing that we have to attain on this earth. That's why we're living here. That's what Seraphim Sarovsky used to say. The purpose of our living here is to attain the grace of the Holy Spirit. And of course, once a person attains that, then he is joyous. And he went through all kinds of terrible things, as you, I'm sure, remember from the life of the saint. He went through a terrible beating one time. He was left barely alive. And yet, this is the kind of spirit he had. He truly understood what the Lord said. When the Lord said, "Love your enemies," and when he heard that these robbers those who had beaten him up, they have been arrested, he immediately sent a message for them to let them go, because he doesn't want them to suffer for what they did bad to him. Because he prayed to the Lord that the Lord will forgive him, and he didn't want the authority to punish them. And in fact, he threatened that if the authorities are going to punish him, he's going to leave the Sarovsky Pustinya, the area. Maybe that, this is the kind of a true love that he had for the Lord. And of course, the love for the Lord overpowered any kind of a bad feeling that may have come from being crippled for the rest of his life, because from that moment on, he was actually going hunchback all the time, because they broke his spine and made the terrible damage to his health. He was a very strong man, as you know. You know, when they approached him, he had an axe in his hand and he was chopping some wood for his career, or for building the career. But when they came, he could have chased them all out. He was a big, strong man. And he had a weapon, the axe. Yet he laid down the axe on the floor and folded his hand crosswise on his chest. And they were just beating and beating him until they thought that he was dead. And so, this is the kind of love that the Lord is calling us to have. He says, what good is it if we love those who love us? He says, we have to love our enemies also. And do you and I, do we have that kind of love for our enemies? Well, if we don't, we can correct that. And how could we correct that? By starting to fervently pray for those who have insulted or hurt us or did something wrong to us that left us a bad feeling in our heart for them. We have to learn to separate the sin from the sinner. We have to understand that when a person does evil things like this, then at that moment the evil one has taken their heart. And many times he may not even do that according to his true will. He is only fulfilling the will of the filthy demons, my beloved. Of course, these robbers, they were punished by the Lord, but in all probability, when they were allowed to leave the authority, they went to the forest, probably where Saint Seraphim was. They were going to ask him forgiveness because they were so touched in their heart that they have nearly killed him, and yet he asked for their releasement. And they probably vowed in their hearts never to do any of these atrocities and bad things again. They had true repentance in their heart. And God, knowing that God. That's why he probably struck them with the lightning that they have all perished. And of course it was a lesson to other robbers not to do those things like that and not to attack holy people. My beloved, but the Lord, of course, he knows the future. And in all possibility, if those robbers would have continued to live, they may have resorted back to their evil deeds. And of course, the Lord didn't want them. They probably had true repentance, so he took them to him through the prayer of Saint Seraphim Sarovsky. So that's what it's. Saint Seraphim Sarovsky is loved by the Russian people, and I don't think there is a house where our people wouldn't have the icon of Saint Seraphim. And of course, the Tsar, the martyr Nicholas and the II, he had personally also helped to carry the reliquary, where his relics were, when the glorification was made, and he actually was the cause of many of glorification of the saints. He was pushing the synod all the time to have a different glorification. My beloved, yesterday we celebrated also the circumcision of our Lord. And can you imagine the creator of the whole universe, the sustainer of everything alive, came down on this earth, was first humiliated by being born of a beautiful maiden, and then was put in the, instead of in a nice bed in a warm place, it was put in the cave, in the manger. It's a place where they would put food and hay to feed animals. And then the next thing, he was circumcised. And this was a law that he gave to Abraham. And he fulfilled all the law that he had given himself. And he went through all of that for us, so that we can, as the apostles say, so that we can circumcise our own hearts from all the evil things, from all the bad things that we have, so that we can become a new person in Christ. My beloved, and yesterday also Saint Basil was celebrated, and Saint Basil went through lots of suffering also, as every Orthodox Christian has to go. We have to go through the suffering, but the suffering should not bring us into depression. Any suffering, any crosses that the Lord gives us, whether it's unfair treatment, whether it's malignment, whether it's sicknesses of terrible sicknesses, no matter what befalls us, whether it's loss of our jobs, our security, our housing, and whatever it may be, we have to take it with joy. We have to... How can we do that? How did the great martyrs were able to endure everything? Well, because the love for the Lord in their heart was burning so much that it was overpowering any pain and any terrible things that they had to go through. And all of us have to go through the fire and water, as it is foretold, that we have to go that because we have to be purified. None of us should be able to live without this purification. And all the saints went through that, but the reason they were able to withhold everything and withstand everything is because their eyes were always on the Lord, because they looked at the Lord and remembered his suffering, his crucifixion. And they said to themselves, well, if he, being sinless, and being the creator of the whole world, and had taken upon himself the cross and all our sins and suffered for us, well, of course we have to suffer for our sins, and we should suffer for also the love of our Lord and our neighbors. Saint Seraphim Sarovsky had shown a great, great feat. He stood on the knees for 3 years. For 3 years he stood on a rock and on his knees without any support. my beloved. This is a feat that is impossible for a human being to do without the help of the grace of God. And he is calling for us to take upon ourselves asceticism, to take some denials, to learn to deny ourselves the wants that we are badgered all the time. But we must know that our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities of hell. This is what we must constantly remember. We must fight against the evil one. The evil one always wants to pull us down into the living and enjoying this world and all the, as the church calls, prelis, and all the goodies of this world, so that we forget the eternal life, so we will not think about the eternal life. My beloved, well, let's try to follow not after the people in the world that are successful, successful people in the world, but let's follow after the saints that try to copy what they have done, at least in one little tiny bit. At least let's watch them, let's look at them, let's remember them, so that we will get the strength from them to carry to on our cross that the Lord has sent us. But remember, never despair, never believe that your cross is too much, that the suffering is too much. Always remember the great joy that the Saint Seraphim had in his heart, and because it was love for the Lord and for his fellow human beings, where he was able to say this, and all year round, Christ is risen, and my joy. Addressing everybody as his joy, and let that feeling be in our heart, so that we eventually be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven and rejoice with all the heavenly dwellers and actually see to face our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.